Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Our centered self cannot be damaged.
Cannot be damaged.
What does that mean?
It just means I've worked with people who've had horrific childhoods, who've had horrific combat experiences, and you get parts to open space, and it's the same self with all these healing qualities that emerges.
The headline here is the generosity of Rainn Wilson. He and I had known each other for years. He was one of my first, I'm sure we all made these friends early on in Hollywood, where you find you get called in for the same weird niche. Mm-hmm. And Rainn and I, as you can imagine, were always called in for the weird guy in the basement.
I'm really curious about and interested in continuing a conversation about parenting with library goers. So that's one of the workshops that I plan to do.
Begin your new year with a new favorite podcast as we sample Getting Curious, In Bed with Nick and Megan, and Inside the Writer's Head. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. The world is a complicated place, so it's only natural to have questions about why things are the way they are. And sure, you could pull out your phone and consult Google, but isn't it more fun to learn from friends? Well, you can do just that on Getting Curious with Jonathan Van Ness. Join the Queer Eye star as he hosts friends, scientists, celebrities, politicians, and more in a never-ending quest to explore all things he's curious about. He welcomes guest experts from all kinds of fields to answer his burning questions about life's greatest curiosities, like what exactly is geoengineering and could it possibly save the world? Is there an insulin crisis happening in the U.S.? And just what the heck is Brexit? All these questions and more are answered each week on Getting Curious with Jonathan Van Ness. Here's a sample for you from the recent episode of Getting Curious featuring Dr. Richard Schwartz, a psychotherapist with a PhD in marriage and family therapy. Dr. Schwartz joins Jonathan to talk about how he got into the field and how he developed IFS, or Internal Family Systems, one of the most widely used family therapy models in the world.
So what we were just talking about was your discovery of parts therapy and kind of mirroring some of the things that you would do in family therapy and in the external family, and then bringing that into the way that our internal dynamics work. Now, then we went into, you started saying you would feel confident relative to the situation or to the part.
Yeah.
Calm, confident, compassion. And honey, then I started to hear the 7 C's, honey. It's the tenets of
eight
self.
C's, yeah.
8 C's. Yeah. The 8 C's. What are the 8 C's? Because I always fuck them up, as you can tell.
I often do too.
Yeah. So compassion, calm.
Curious.
Yes. We love curious around here. Yes.
That's right. Clarity.
Mm.
Creativity. Courage. Connectedness, and
that may have been 8.
It might have been 8.
But yeah. So basically, if those are the feelings, if those are the things that you're experiencing around a situation, mm-hmm. if those are the qualities yeah. that you're experiencing around a situation, that means that you are making like self-led decisions.
That's right.
So self-led means blank.
Yeah. So what I was finding as I was getting other parts to separate was this other person would emerge who would have those 8C qualities and would know how to relate to their parts in a healing way. And as I would do that same process of getting other parts to separate in other clients, it's like the same person showed up. Same qualities, would have the same tone of voice even, and would know how to heal. And after doing that maybe 6 or 7 times, I started to think, if this isn't everybody, that changes everything. You know, that if there is this core essence in us that only needs to be opened up and knows how to heal and can't be damaged, which it turns out it can't be damaged, then that totally changes up.
Our centered self cannot be damaged.
Cannot be damaged.
What does that mean?
It just means I've worked with people who've had horrific childhoods, who've had horrific combat experiences, and you get parts to open space, and it's the same self with all these healing qualities that emerges spontaneously and relatively rapidly and knows how to heal, both internally, but also knows how to heal in external relationships too.
Start your New Year's resolutions with Getting Curious with Jonathan Van Ness from Earwolf Studios. Get curious and get listening now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Most people wouldn't broadcast their intimate pillow talk for millions to hear, but Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally aren't most people, as you'll find out in their new podcast, In Bed with Nick and Megan. On their new show, the couple of 20 years cozy up with their famous friends for some funny, revealing discussions about their relationship and life at large. And the name of the show isn't just a gag. Each episode really is recorded live from Nick and Megan's bed. So rest assured that the conversations you'll hear on In Bed with Nick and Megan are as comfortable as they are intimate. Don't worry, they definitely won't put you to sleep, that's for sure. Here's a sample for you. In Bed with Nick and Megan's episode featuring Office stars and new podcast co-hosts Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey. The friends pile into the bed for a candid convo about late-night talk show stories, odd side jobs, and some onset injuries from The Office. In this clip, Nick shares his early Hollywood experiences with Jenna and Angela's Office co-star, Rainn Wilson.
Anyway,
lay on the floor.
You should have seen this piece of white oak, honey. Oh my God, the end grain was just immaculate. How's it going in there?
Everything all right? Hey, you know what? Rainn Wilson, when I was over at his house, has a dining table that you made.
That was one of the first big pieces that you guys made at the shop.
Yeah, I mean, the headline here is The Generosity of Rainn Wilson. He and I had known each other for years. He was one of my first, I'm sure we all made these friends early on in Hollywood, where you get called in for the same weird niche. Mm-hmm. And Rainn and I, as you can imagine, were always called in for the weird guy in the basement. Like, it was never like the serial killer so much as like, is he a killer? Or no, he turns out to be sweet in the end.
Yeah.
Or he was coding the computer the whole time. That part.
We were really obsessed with him on 6 Feet Under.
Yeah. So he and I had been like audition buddies, and then he got 6 Feet Under and we flipped out at what a great coup that was for one of the basement guys. And then he started working as Dwight Schrute and called me up to order this table in the style of Gustav Stickley in white oak. And I was just sort of setting up my shop and had made just a few pieces on commission. And one of the hard things about being a handcrafted anything is charging people the incredibly extra price that it costs, especially to maintain Los Angeles overhead and put in hand labor. Where, like, if I'm just paying myself $20 an hour to make this table, it's going to cost four times as much as a crate store or a warehouse store table. And so I gave Rainn a price in this sort of insecure phase. And he said, I've been shopping for tables like this. How about double your price? Mm. He came back and I said, I was so moved. And you've given me such a lesson. Like, you've put me up on my feet and made me understand, you know, what my work is worth. So then I tripled the price, and we're still friends.
A sample of In Bed with Nick and Megan, a new show from Earwolf. Put on your pajamas and climb into bed for some strictly platonic pillow talk on In Bed with Nick and Megan, now available on WVXU's Podcast Central. If the last podcast took you inside a bed, our featured local podcast this week will take you inside a head, a writer's head, that is. On Inside the Writer's Head, writer in residence for Cincinnati Public Library's Jessica Strouser sits down with writers of all kinds, novelists, comedians, nonfiction writers, for chats about writing, reading, and creativity. Each episode's honest, up-close conversations give you a window inside the mind of the writer, exploring their processes, their inspirations, and most importantly, their failures. Whether you're an avid writer or you haven't picked up a pen in years, Inside the Writer's Head brings you valuable tips on expressing yourself, bringing ideas to life, and follow through. Here's a snippet from the episode of Inside the Writer's Head featuring author and journalist Danny McLean. Jessica introduces us to her successor, Danny, the Cincinnati Public Library writer in residence for 2020. They talk about McLean's path to finding her own voice as a writer, making it heard, coming back to Cincinnati as a mom, and what she has in store for the library community in the coming year.
So just a few of my ideas, and we've touched on all of these things. I think, so there's the content of my book. So there's like I'm interested in parenting. My book is focused on Black mothering, and I really center Black women in the book. And I'm always excited when dads, when Asian, Latino, white folks, when people who are not parents say, I read your book and I got a lot out of it. And despite the title, the book is for everybody. And so I'm really curious about and interested in continuing a conversation about parenting with library goers. So that's one of the workshops that I plan to do. We'll focus on that. Like, I think parenting takes so much energy. I think often we don't have time to really reflect on the meaning that we're making through parenting for ourselves and for our families. And so I want to give people an opportunity to do that. I also think, as someone who's published with a big New York publishing company, there are conversations that I want to have about different ways that we publish. What I have gone through, what you go through as someone who's published by St. Martin's Press, that's one experience. And there are also people who self-publish or people who are published by regional publishers. And that's really interesting as well. And so I want to have a conversation about that, about different ways that we can get our thinking and our writing into print. And then I also want to be a resource for folks who are curious about the media and who are curious about how to get their voices in the media. So that can be reporting, right? The different forms of reporting that we've talked about. But it can also be things like writing letters to the editor or writing an opinion piece that you submit and try to get published. Or Soapbox Media are these different kind of local microsites that we have. How can people participate in those? And so those are just a few of the things that I'm really excited about weaving into the programming that I'll be doing this year.
Our local podcast, Inside the Writer's Head, with host Jessica Strausser and soon-to-be host Danny McLean. Join them for more enlightening discussions on the craft of Inside the Writer's Head from Cincinnati Public Libraries. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. And we wrap up this final episode of 2019 by taking a look at the top podcast of the year by downloads from the Apple Podcast Charts. Here's Apple's list of the most popular podcasts of 2019. Number 5, The Ben Shapiro Show. Not to be confused with number 4, The Dave Ramsey Show. Number 3, from iHeartMedia, Stuff You Should Know. Number 2, from the New York Times, The Daily. And the number 1 most downloaded podcast of 2019, according to Apple, The Joe Rogan Experience. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at WVXU.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.